When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, and remember, we'll be appearing live at the Pastathon, which is
every show will be there. Every show,
yeah, from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Except for what, George Norrie?
Except for him,
yeah, but, up till 10 p.m.
Right, but 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Everybody's going to be there. We'll be on from 1 until 4, and it is the last chance to publicly see Ken.
But bring pasta and sauce and money and all that stuff, really, because that's what it's about.
Before we lower him into the crypt.
Well, I still have another week on the air. It's not my last show.
Well, it's the last public viewing of your body.
Okay, if that's how you want to put it. Very nice. So go to pastathon.com to find out more. But it's at the White House restaurant where it was for years. And then they had that fire, remember?
Yeah.
They had to rebuild.
We did it a couple of years from a church.
The Crystal Cathedral.
And then during the pandemic, we did it from the studio.
But yeah, it goes on.
Now we're going back.
Pastathon goes on. Doesn't matter.
That's right. Never stopped us. You never stopped donating. So
the story that is dominating all the news today is what happened on the Rainbow Bridge. The Rainbow Bridge connects basically Niagara Falls, New York, with the Canadian side of Niagara Falls. There was a terrible car explosion, and immediately thoughts turned to terrorism. Governor Kathy Hochul of New York said the driver was traveling at an extraordinary high rate of speed. The car crashed into a median, flew over a fence that was 8 feet high. But she made it clear that everything we know right now, there's no sign of terrorist activity. In fact, the report started with the New York Times that the driver of this vehicle frequently goes to a casino. And may have just been going back and forth. It was a local resident.
He goes over the border frequently to go. I guess there's a casino in Canada there?
Sure. I think it's a Native American Indian casino, I think is what I'm reading here. It might be. So.
And he had
the Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino.
So he had somebody in the car with him. And for some reason, he was going 100 miles an hour.
See, that brings up the possibility of some sort of medical problem or car malfunction.
And so it flew into the air and then broke into several pieces when it landed and exploded into flames.
Ricky Wilson, a tour guide, said he saw the car leave the ground. It hit a concrete barrier, went up, came down, and hit an inspection booth. Then there was a lot of black smoke and then a fire. I know I sound crazy, but the car was in the air and not 3 or 4 feet in the air. It was like something you see in a Hollywood movie. Wow.
Yeah, there's some video of it out there.
Another witness, Mike Gunther, said the driver lost control after swerving to avoid a car in front of him and appeared to strike a fence. Then he heard a loud bang and saw the flames, and all of a sudden he went up in the air. There was like a ball of fire 30 or 40 feet high. I never saw anything like that before. So, best information is that this was just a horrible accident.
But it's
a casino frequent goer.
Yeah, but you're going... An accident is when something unforeseen happens.
Yes.
Like you make a left turn, you weren't looking, you slam into... This, you're going 100 miles an hour. So that's not an accident. That's a purpose there.
Unless you had like a heart attack and your foot just falls down on the gas pedal and the car just whoop.
That's weird.
It could be an elderly casino goer that just had a medical.
Because if you lose consciousness, your body would go slack, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'm looking at more video here to see if I can. They're just showing video of the inspection booth that got hit. One Border Patrol agent was slightly injured in the crash, but they are pretty sure now it was two people that died in the accident. What we do not know is the identities of these people, but they must know if they're already saying that they think it was
Americans.
And a frequent casino goer, a local resident that crosses back and forth.
One report said no criminal record in the driver's background.
All right, so they probably know this person's name. They just haven't released it yet,
right?
You know, pending the family. And,
you know, the other guy's burnt to a crisp, so they don't really have a witness to explain what happened to him.
Oh, the other guy in the car.
Unless there was some event in his life, and they're going to have to talk to people and see if something happened at the casino or he had a bad phone call or what would it be?
Oh, that's true, right.
Did he lose $100,000 on his last bet and he decided he was going to end it all? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, for this to happen right at a bridge where, you know, people would think you might be trying to do something of a terrorist nature.
Because obviously you slow down and they give you a wave usually at the checkpoint. You know, they do a quick profile and see if you look like trouble. So you slow down to maybe just a few miles an hour and the woman waves at you and then you just go on.
Right.
But, you know, we've both gone through the Canadian-U.S. checkpoint. That's not a hassle at all.
No.
Although I was stopped once and I had to pull
at the Canadian border?
At the Canadian border, I had to pull my car over. Wait, was like which way was I coming? I had to pull my car over because my car was filled with junk. And lots of junk.
Yeah, you were kind of a weird hoarder. You just like throw stuff out in your car.
Yeah.
Your fast food wrappers were usually on the ground there.
But I didn't know I had furniture in there or something. I don't know why. I don't really
homeless
remember.
Homeless guy, yeah.
And so,
that's suspicious. They think you've got your drugs.
I had to stand there, and the inspectors like went through the whole back seat, pulling everything out, and looking at the stuff, and looking at me like, "What's wrong with you?" And I said, "I don't know." You're right. All that should be thrown out.
Well, here are Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York's words, which are just very interesting. She said, "Based on what is happening in the world, everyone's on edge." Because this is an international border. I'm not going to call this an accident yet. All we know is it was a horrific incident, a crash, a loss of life. But at this time, no known terrorism activity. I want to dial back the anxiety, but there's still a lot of unanswered questions.
Well, the guy picked a bad moment. I mean, it's at the start of a holiday weekend at a border crossing. And everybody is on high alert because of the Hamas situation.
Yes, and especially people would think, oh, somebody would try to pull off a terror attack by coming into the U.S. from Canada, not from Mexico, where we're all watching because we think that's what's going to happen. But again, reports were this person was actually going from the U.S. into Canada, and then when they hopped the fence, they ended up in the car in like the other direction, making people think he was going from Canada into the U.S. Yeah. That's also what we think was the situation. But a lot could happen with the story in the next few hours, in the next few days.
But they're telling everybody to stand down right now.
They don't think it's a terrorist attack. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, yesterday, around this time, it was at 3:05, we interviewed a candidate for the L.A. County District Attorney's Office. Her name was Deborah Archuleta. She's a judge, actually, in the family court system. And we talked to her. She had just been in a debate involving the incumbent, who we hope will be ousted next year, George Gascón. There's another story this week that goes along with the dirty dealings of the George Gascón time as the District Attorney of Los Angeles County. There is another prosecutor who has filed a lawsuit against Gascón. It's yet another retaliation lawsuit. This time it's because she said that she is the one, or she may have been the one, that put out the information that the LA County DA's office made a decision not to file charges against a deputy in what they call a high-profile use of force case. They delayed announcing the decision to try to hurt the re-election chances of the then sheriff Alex Villanueva. This takes us back to last year, and of course the election was in November. The investigation began in April of 2022. People may remember this case. It was a case where apparently one of the sheriff's deputies used his knee. He had his knee on an inmate's neck for more than 3 minutes. And because there was some video of this, it became like an El Segundo Times special. More outrage in the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. But again, you see that, you don't know the whole situation.
They were trying to turn it into another George Floyd case because it was a knee on the neck.
That's right. But the investigation was completed. And in September of 2022, the head deputy in the case, Alan Yokelson, signed off on a decision not to prosecute the deputy, determined the use of force against the inmate was justified. Gascón, along with his chief of staff, also approved what they call a declination. That's when they decline to
prosecute.
Normally, this information is immediately provided to the law enforcement agency involved, which would be the LA County Sheriff's Department. That wasn't the case. So a decision was made to hold off on issuing the notification. And that's where the claim is by this deputy DA that was to try to derail or hurt Villanueva's reelection.
Well, because Gascón and the evil progressives at the El Segundo Times wanted Villanueva out.
Right.
So they wanted a case hanging over his head that showed a sheriff's deputy illegally using his knee on the neck of a suspect. And, they wanted to drive him out of office. And Gascón and the newspaper worked to do just that.
Right. So the deputy DA suing said that a day before the November 8th election, she was removed from her position with what they call the integrity division because Gascón believed she told Villanueva that the declination disclosure had been blocked. That's where the retaliation comes in, at least according to her lawsuit. She was retaliated against and removed from her position because he thought she was the squealer to tell Villanueva, because he was squawking about this before the election. He did get a heads up from somebody, and he was saying, it just shows you they're trying to hurt my chances.
You know, I've never seen a district attorney who has been sued by so many of his deputies, or to see so many deputies disciplined, reassigned, demoted because of actions they took against their boss.
You know, Gascón's viewpoint would be, this is expected because I'm changing everything. These are old line law and order, throw them in prison and lock away the key prosecutors. I want nothing to do with them anymore. Of course, they're upset with me. That would be his answer, right?
Except he's breaking the law in a lot of cases.
Yeah, because people in the normal world think, no, this is what we like. We like people who believe in prosecutions and carrying out the law.
He's the one who lies. He's the one who withholds information. He's the one who doesn't follow the law. I mean, there's some charges that are mandatory, and he simply refuses to file those charges.
Right.
He's an abomination, and he's not changing things so much as just destroying things, creating anarchy in our lives, with all the rampant theft and burglaries that are going on. That's his legacy. Is he created anarchy in our lives? Made everybody afraid to go out, afraid to have a good time, afraid to just live life.
People are not going to conclude that this is just a coincidence. Since he's been DA, which came at the end of 2020, that we're seeing all these stories of smash and grabs and street robberies.
This would not be going on if Jackie Lacey was still DA, or Steve Cooley, or just about anybody in the history of Los Angeles County. He stands alone. He destroyed the criminal justice system here, period. He's destroyed it. Ruined people's lives. People are living in fear. And I've never seen, because, you know, sometimes, you know, politicians get blamed for everything in the world that they don't have any direct control over. This is an exception. He has direct control over what criminals are prosecuted, what criminals end up in jail, and what criminals stay in jail. He's directly responsible with his policies.
Oh, yeah. So, and there was more to this lawsuit. This deputy DA, her name is Amy Pence, who filed this lawsuit, and you're right, I don't know how many this is against Gascon from deputy DAs. A few of them have already been resolved. One former head deputy district attorney since retired, Richard Doyle, got $800,000 because he says he got retaliated against from Gascon for refusing to drop charges against the anti-police protesters who attempted to wreck a train in Compton. Remember that story?
We're talking about deputy.
So a jury awarded him. A jury awarded another head deputy named Sean Randolph, $1.5 million. Same thing, retaliation, sent to a dead-end job for complaining about his juvenile sentencing policies. So
yeah, this
is unheard of, and it's costing us money.
It was deputy DAs here who wanted to prosecute people, who wanted certain sentences for these criminals. These are all good people who are trying.
And they said no, so he demoted them.
Yeah. And in almost every case, it's somebody who wanted to take a bad guy, prosecute them, and put them away in prison, which is what has to be done, which is what the law prescribes. And Gascon took offense.
So this woman, Pence, also in her lawsuit, says that she also complained, and this is also familiar, two new hires for the Los Angeles County Integrity Division apparently were from the Public Defender's Office, and she complained that they were not qualified. So following her testimony, they said, all right, we're going to transfer you. How would you like to be on the equity action team? But then she was told there are too many prosecutors on the team. Equity, now she's head deputy for the Central Trials Division, whatever that is.
What kind of BS is the equity action team? What is that nonsense?
It's got that word you love, equity.
Anything with equity in the title needs to be disbanded. It's nonsense. Equity.
We want to level the playing field. Usually that means just quotas.
Put bad guys in prison. That's your job. Stop.
Everything has to be racially balanced in America, or else something's wrong with the country, right? We have to have everybody exactly in positions based on the racial composition of the country.
All this stuff is, this cannot go on like this. All this stuff is so absurd. You simply put people in prison who've committed bad acts, period. Doesn't matter what their race is or any other physical characteristic. It's utterly, completely ridiculous. This cannot go on anymore.
And what people need to understand is that this is something Gascon did. He kept bringing in public defenders.
Sick of hearing it.
Putting them in positions of power in the top prosecutor's office.
Public defenders, they're not defending.
Who sympathize, of course, with the criminals, not the victims.
They're not defending the public. What they're doing is trying to let...
That's true. They're criminal defenders.
Yes. They're criminal defense people. They're psychotic. They're psychotic, period. End of story. it's not an adjective. It's a noun. They're psychotic.
Yeah. One of them, I think, was ranting on Twitter back in 2020 about burning L.A. down because...
Exactly.
The whole uproar over the police. And
they're anarchists, communists, people who want to undermine our peace of mind, our way of life, the democratic system of capitalism, the democratic, just democracy itself. I mean, we voted for all these laws that said that if somebody commits murder under certain circumstances, they get the death penalty. We voted for that. It's been affirmed several times. Just for starters, all the gun enhancements as well. Our representatives voted for gun enhancement crimes. It's just absurd how much he's upended.
All right. We'll be right back with another interesting update on just how much damage there was to the reopened 10 freeway. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I'm just reading a story that American Airlines is taking very seriously and investigating a video which shows a baggage handler at the airport at the plane. He's apparently takes somebody's wheelchair. There's nobody in the wheelchair, but he releases it and lets it slide down a bridge chute and it's smashed into something. And apparently there are people that use wheelchairs that complain that when they get them back, because they put them in the back, that they're often damaged.
This
is supposedly some proof that some of these guys have a little game, maybe, what they play. It's like, let's see if I can get this down the chute without hitting anything.
When my boys were small and we had strollers for them, two strollers coming off the plane both collapsed into pieces as I was pushing them through the LAX airport.
Ooh,
two of them.
So maybe they were roughly handled.
Yeah, before. No, I think they throw them around. They think it's funny. They smash them up.
That's a little game they play with you, because there's another guy at the bottom of the chute waiting. I was like, all right, let's see if we can steer this thing down there. At first, when I saw the story, I thought, was there a person in the wheelchair? No, there wasn't.
Well, that's coming. That's next.
That would have been pretty funny.
Let an old guy fly.
Quick reminder that the Pastathon is coming up on Tuesday. Of course, Pastathon is going on now, the 13th annual. You can already donate at pastathon.com. It's all about Chef Bruno's charity, Cantarita's Club, with the 25,000 meals every week to kids in need in Southern California. You can also shop at any Smart and Final store. You donate at checkout. Go to Vendy's restaurant in Southern California and donate. And, of course, all the shows will be broadcasting all day from the Anaheim White House Restaurant on Giving Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, November 28th. Come out and see us from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. All of your donation, 100%, goes to Katarina's Club, pastathon.com. 1 week from tomorrow.
Right.
November 30th.
Right. Last chance.
No. 1 week from tomorrow is November 30th. Is something we've all been waiting for.
What's that?
Newsom versus DeSantis.
Oh, right. Yes, the Fox debate.
That's right. Just throw it to him.
All right. And then,
The Sacramento Bee just ran a story headline, is Newsom losing his momentum going into the debate? His momentum. His
momentum.
I don't know what that means.
I
guess because he did hear it from people because of his travels to Israel and China. He looks kind of...
That clip with Alex Michelson, everything you want to know about Newsom. When Alex Michelson asked him, "What you got this freeway built quickly, you got San Francisco, that neighborhood cleaned up quickly when the Chinese president came. Why isn't it like this for everything else?" And he went on about 2 minutes of explosive diarrhea out of his mouth. Babbling and babbling, just making noise, just making oral noise, because he didn't have an answer to that. And he was embarrassed and he had no explanation because he stinks as a governor. And he's not good when he's challenged.
The update on that 10 freeway situation is, well, it's written like this. Columns damaged by the fire still need to be repaired. Although, quote, the freeway is safe for drivers, none of the damaged columns that hold up the overpass have been repaired yet.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a diametrically opposed statement.
Newsom did not explain any of that, right, when he had his press conference on Sunday? That nothing was fixed. They just put reinforcements.
That's what they kind of did. So the repairs would include the removal of any damaged concrete. They have to patch the damage, wrap the columns with steel casings. So it says here, they will be doing more detailed work. An engineer who was not authorized to speak publicly said 45 columns show clear evidence of spalling, the technical term for the cracking and disintegration of concrete when it's exposed to extremely high temperatures. The heat evaporates water molecules inside the concrete, which makes the material weak and brittle. Construction crews will have to remove the damaged concrete from each column. In many cases, that damage extends to reinforcing metal known as rebar that's embedded inside the concrete and spirals around vertical lengths extending from the foundation to the freeway overhead. So
8 columns where the heat of the fire reached far deeper into the concrete. They're going to have to remove the concrete, but also the spiral of rebar. And this is going to take months.
Months.
And then once they were...
But the freeway's safe. And I'm not going to ride on it anytime soon, but...
So far,
it's holding up.
They're going to have to rebuild the columns, most likely with steel jackets that they use in seismic retrofits. And grout or concrete will be injected between the jacket and the column. So there is a lot of faulty columns under the 10 freeway that could disintegrate. But what they've done is they've built reinforcing structures underneath and hydraulic jacks to hold up the freeway lanes.
Yes.
They
may have to close lanes occasionally or close parts of the freeway in coming weeks.
And this is going to take months. So that happy dance he was doing on the freeway last week was just a load of nonsense. That of course it's going to take months to fix this. This was a very temporary Band-Aid that they put on the 10.
Yeah, and where's our person of interest? They still haven't found that guy?
No.
It's been a few days since they put out his picture.
Well, they should have his address, shouldn't they? They insisted it couldn't be a homeless guy, so what's his home? We see his face.
Tent number 6.
I'm sure people have identified him. Yeah, exactly. You notice how this has all gone quiet?
Where's the vagrant community? They're supposed to step forward and say, "I know who that is."
Yeah.
They usually talk all the time. What else are they doing all day? They talk to each other in there.
Notice nobody's talking. They're going to try to pretend that this wasn't a homeless guy who started the fire and now has caused pretty significant structural damage to the 10 that's going to take months to fix. It's so all they did is they put in some temporary structures to hold it up. Maybe
this
may
sound odd, but when I drive past these encampments, I kind of go, what do they do all day? And I guess, they might smoke pot or take drugs and just hang out under the tarp.
I would imagine when you're stoned, you don't have to do anything.
No, sense of time is not even...
Because when I've got nothing to do, I get a little jumpy. But
they don't go, I got a dentist appointment. I got to go see my accountant.
Yeah, they don't have meetings.
That's why some people prefer that they want to go off the grid. Some people don't want your life, John, you have to be doing something.
Get off my grid. Off the grid means you go out in the desert, live under a cactus. They're still living on my grid.
They're under the freeway overpass. How are they bothering you? When they're in the park, that's annoying. That's why they ended up under these freeways, because generally that's land most people don't really, except when they burn it, but they don't really get too worked up about it.
Yeah, okay. Well, now they nearly took down a freeway, so they can't stay there anymore. In fact, every one of them should have been cleaned out, right? Is Karen Bass doing that? Is she clearing out every single vagrant, every mental patient, every drug addict out of
from underneath the freeways? Shouldn't
that be immediate, right?
Or near the freeways or whatever. Because not all the freeways are elevated, but the elevated portions are the real dangerous ones.
Anywhere they can do damage. Anywhere they can burn something down.
And what's the over-under if they find this guy? How long before we find out that he's a vagrant? How long will that be kind of kept from us? The stories will just be man arrested, give his name. Even say no known address. Won't say anything.
I wish we had a news operation that went against the overwhelming attitude of the news operations in L.A. Like one rebel, one rogue outlet that would go after information like that and not just go along with the governor's happy talk and Karen Bass's happy talk, but tell the effing truth as to what's going on.
No, they don't want to rush to judgment.
I want somebody who wants to rush to judgment.
All right. We'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
The fellow we talked about 2 hours ago, Stuart Seldowitz, 64 years old. He was at one time a deputy director and senior political officer in the U.S. State Department's Office of Israel and Palestinian Affairs in the early 2000s. Well, he's been featured because apparently he's been captured in videos berating an Islamic food vendor in New York City about the whole Palestinian situation and being really rude. He's in custody. They picked him up. I guess this is a hate crime investigation. But I love what he told one of the media outlets in New York, because originally he denied it's him in the videos. I did have an argument with the food vendor. It's quite possible that it's me. I mean, I've not seen the video, but I believe it's probably me. I regret the whole thing happened, and I'm sorry now.
I believe it's probably me, and I regret it.
Yes, but you know, in the heat of the moment, I said things that probably I shouldn't have said. Except he went there three different times. And
at least.
You should be able to get a hold of yourself.
They haven't recorded three times. No, he's a jackass, and he was torturing this guy for no reason. The guy was just selling food.
All right, well, we're missing our animal lover, but in the news today, they're trying to figure out what's going on with the dogs. There is a mysterious respiratory illness affecting a growing number of dogs. It's emerged in a number of states, Colorado, Oregon, New Hampshire, and here in California. At least 10 cases have been reported to the LA County Department of Public Health. No specific diagnosis for the disease so far, but the dogs are experiencing respiratory symptoms. They're testing negative on the common diseases, such as kennel cough, if you've heard of that before. They think it might be some case of acute pneumonia that progresses rapidly and becomes chronic pneumonia.
I had kennel cough once. Terrible.
Typically, it's called canine infectious respiratory disease, ACIRD. Coughing, sneezing, nasal discharge, and lethargy.
You don't want nasal discharge out of your dog.
No, right. They think you should isolate the dog at home at least 28 days after it first becomes ill. So quarantine the animal at least 14 days from other dogs because it spreads like the avian flu kind of.
Do you think people on the West Side are going to put masks on their dogs?
They just might get that upset.
I know I'm going to see that, right?
See masks
little
on the
blue
dogs.
Surgical masks. Oh, right, or the N95 masks. Yeah. Put that on your dog. See how that goes.
Researchers with the University of New Hampshire's Diagnostic Laboratory may have identified a bacterium responsible for these symptoms, but it's not sure if that's what's responsible for all instances of the disease. They think it might be viral in nature.
Can this jump?
Antibiotics are not working.
Can this jump to people?
That would be a concern.
That's just what we need.
Well, some if kind Deborah of dog. Mark's pets come down with this, she better stay away if that's what it is. But it's kind of sad. I'm trying to see if there's any fatalities so far, just sick dogs. The story that goes with this, and of course, we're just not through with the era of people just stealing things anytime they can. Security video has captured a group of thieves who went into our Gardena pet shop, tossed little puppies in the back of a truck, and took off. The pet shop is estimating the loss at $100,000. How many dogs was it? 100?
That's unless it's those yippie inbred dogs from a breeder.
They claim they are breeder dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Some of those things can be. Well, 12 French bulldogs.
I don't see too many of these stores anymore that sell dogs and you walk around, you see them in the cages. They used to be pretty popular, but they got kind of shamed out of existence.
Yeah, and some people realize that it's kind of awful to support that whole industry.
Right.
The dogs start coming out weird. We had an inbred dog, and the thing was insane. Never should have bought it.
Yeah, the one that bit me.
The one that bit you. That was the only good thing about
you. But you wanted the pure bread. We wanted the particular...
Oh, I didn't want... You think I wanted that?
Well,
I had nothing to do with that.
They ran to where the dogs were. They grabbed the cages, dragged them out, tossed them into the van. They came in through the front door, kicked the door open, turned the light on, grabbed the dogs, and took off. They said they escaped... Oh, of course. 12 French bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the breed.
Right. That's the bulldog.
They are really cool-looking animals, but...
Remember bad guys shot Lady Gaga's dog walker?
Yes.
He was walking a French bulldog?
Leave it to America to have a hot dog breed for a while that everybody wants, right?
Yeah, and what is that about? Just to show off to other rich, snotty jerks that you have a
French... Yeah, that you have a designer dog.
I don't know.
It's a big financial loss. The dogs are worth over $100,000. We use these for breeding purposes. That's how we make a living. That's what the pet shop people said. All the dogs were moved outside. Some of the suspects were seen quickly grabbing the small puppies and throwing them in the back of the van. You can see in the video or the picture, security, their little heads just staring up like, what the heck's going on here? Whole thing only took a few minutes. So now, is this... You better than knocking over a jewelry store and smashing all the cases. Okay. And
that's a good haul. I mean, that's $100,000 worth of dog there.
The pet shop is equipped with 16 security cameras and a metal gate. But that wasn't enough to stop these people who, he said, they grabbed them like they were just stuffed animals and just tossed them in the back of the van and took off.
Jeez.
And for good measure, one of them broke into the cash register and stole $2,000 in cash.
Great. Not even puppies are safe.
Dogs are apparently well known in the dog community, so they hope they get a tip.
Yeah.
Because they got to sell them or something, right? I mean.
Yeah. Well, this is what we've got here. Not even a puppy is safe.
Puppy is safe.
All right. We got Chris Merrill coming in for Tim Conway.
Chris? Well, that's exciting. That's a thrill, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's a big deal for everybody involved.
We can't. Nobody can wait.
And then, and for you guys on Friday. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we hit the bottom of the barrel.
What? So, you did or we did?
Everybody. We've all bottomed out at this point. That's it. The bar does not get any lower than that. Not any lower at all. Listen, we're going to talk about holidays and JFK assassination and all that other stuff, but I got to give you guys kudos because as soon as that story about the fire on the 10 came through, I said, listen, I don't want to sound too much like John and Ken here, but this was definitely a homeless guy that did this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I think everybody's saying the same thing. Like, and then that photo came out, and it's like, oh, that is definitely a homeless guy.
That's a homeless guy, right.
100%.
Not a bank president.
No. That was not new. It wasn't Gavin Newsom wasn't down there starting the fire. You know? Nope. Homeless guy.
Yeah.
Definitely what it was. So anyway, we'll tell you how to make some money during the holidays.
All right.
Yeah.
That's
coming up.
All Chris right. Merrill Good in deal. For Conway. And Heather Brooker. Is that right? All right. She's got the news.
That's right.
In for Crozier, live on the live on KFI in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.